Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. A very powerful scripture that Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Philippi. And this, what he wrote, was from the prison when he was writing to the free church outside. And it's so beautiful to understand that he talks about Jesus, though he's in his prison, though he's in his dungeon, he is in the darkest hour of his life, but yet he can relate to the Lord Jesus Christ and talk about his greatness and goodness, and talks about his, the power and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. So he says, I want to know Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, the Christian gospel is thrilling to contemplate. It is so simple that even a small child can understand and respond to its basic message. The necessity of placing one's implicit faith in Christ. But on the other hand, it is so profound that a lifetime is far too brief to fully comprehend it, since its message is really a person, a growing knowledge and relationship to the eternal Son of God. And here he emphasizes, he says, to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death. And that's profound, becoming like Him in His death. Jesus died and we died in Him on the cross of Calvary. Therefore, we do not live for ourselves. We live unto Christ. And then he says, so that somehow that we'll attain to the resurrection from the dead, that one day you and I will also rise up when Jesus comes. The dead in Christ will rise first, the graves will open up, and those who are alive, we will all be translated into the image of God and taken up into glory. That day is soon approaching, soon coming, because Jesus is coming soon, perhaps today. And my dear brothers and sisters, a person who has had an intimate relationship with Jesus radiates much more gospel truth to our world than volumes of theological arguments do. So strive to experience more of Christ's love so that you may be more of His grace to others to show. And that's important, that we'll be like Christ. We'll become more and more like Jesus, that every day we will reveal and emit the glory of God, the character of God, and the nature of God through our lives. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day and the start of the week. We give you the praise and the glory and honor and dominion. We give you power and authority. We thank you for bringing into this beautiful month of October 2022. And Father, we thank you for the high and the holy days that we celebrate the season, O Lord God Almighty. That Father, from Rosh Hashanah to Lord, to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, to the tabernacles where we will, O Father, understand that how we were redeemed from the bondage of Satan. And we have been set free so that we will, O Father, understand that we live here temporarily and we live in the presence of God. Because one day we go to our eternal city, our eternal place, our eternal country that the Lord God Almighty has prepared. And I pray that today you will, O Father God, Lord, change us and transform us into the image of your Son Jesus, that we will understand the power of your death and your resurrection for the glory of your name. Abba Father, this morning I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your Holy Ghost anointing upon them, O Father. You will bless them, lead them, guide them, guard them, protect them, And Lord, I pray that you'll grant them favor in the eyes, O Father, of God and man. That's what I pray. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, we know it is your will that we will be healed. Lord, you are a good, good Father. And you never desire that any of your children would suffer in infirmity. I ask, O Father God, that Lord, your healing virtue will flow into their bodies in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.